This has been an SRN News Special Report. I'm John Scott.
Are you over 30 and putting off life insurance? It's time to get a quick quote from Ethos. A better, easier way to get term life insurance. All online with no medical exam. Answer a few health questions and you could be approved for up to $2 million. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to help protect your family's financial security? Ethos. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
Tired of hearing scary radio ads about the IRS? Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000 or $500,000, we have a solution. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS with zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with a BBB. End your tax nightmare today by visiting TRA.com or call 800-275-3490. That's 800-275-3490.
I got in the habit of working at home and wearing pajamas.
Pajamas have got to be the world's funniest clothes.
Ultra casual.
They're very comfortable.
What are you going to wear on Casual Friday? Two Post-its and a sugar packet?
Who designed them to look that way, like a little tiny suit?
Sexy sleepwear.
Trying to keep it casual.
Now you get yourself a flannel briefcase, you're all set.
Pajamas!
I get into jammies really often.
Pajamas!
Well, aren't you just the cast pajamas?
Yeah, we're wearing what we slept in last night. I don't even have a robe and my shirt's coming off. Is today laundry day or was that yesterday?
I'm still in my pajamas.
Keep things casual.
In flannels and sandals. Haven't put on my pants for days now. Got the bed head. Don't regret it. I'm not shaving. Ain't no changing now. Pajamas.
I'm in my pajamas.
Pajamas.
PJs.
Pajamas.
Casual.
Pajamas.
I really ought to do something. But I am already in my pajamas.
I have no scientific evidence to support this, but I think more people wore pajamas to work than voted. Pamela's with us. Pamela from AMS Studios is going to be sidekicking with us this afternoon. Later on, Ella Murray's going to join us. And did you vote today?
I did.
How was the turnout at the place you voted?
Not bad. I mean, not great. Or not super busy while I was there, but...
These runoffs, I just don't think they're all that productive.
I don't think so really either. People don't just, there's no emphasis on them really.
And, you know, I hate to sound skeptical, but I hear and see the ads for the people that are in runoff elections, and nothing is setting my head on fire. Nobody's inspiring. It just sounds like the same old, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. I'm not seeing the fire. I want to feel the fire from one of these people. I was listening to Joey, and he played that great clip. Yeah. Well, I mean, it was the J.D. Vance part of it was great. The Jerk Tapper part sucked. Sorry, Joey. It's true, though.
It is true.
Yeah. And there's a guy you can be inspired by.
Right.
He walks the talk. In fact, I asked Tommy Tuberville when he was on a couple of weeks ago, who are your friends in the Senate? Who are the people you know will have your back, no matter what the media says about you or any other spurious charge?
Short list.
And Vance, but Vance was on it. The Republicans have failed to learn from the Democrats. I see no reason on God's green earth we have Neville Chamberlain in the White House. Bye, Joey.
Bye.
And I told you, you know, be careful about yelling at listeners. They don't like that.
Yes, sir.
And raising your voice and stuff. Just kidding. Anyway, that's why no matter how stupid their ideas are, the Democrats all stick together, and the Republicans, we're going to bend over the aisle here. And
unfortunately.
And we are not at a point in our history where we can afford any aisle bending. And it's always us.
It is always us. Doesn't it feel like that?
Yeah, it does. It does. And my ass hurts. It's just getting old. We need somebody who's, Of course, he's in, I don't know what they're, he's not charged with a crime. But the whole idea that that judge would prohibit Donald Trump from attending his kid's graduation, this is a city that lets murderers out with no bail, or people charged with murder out with no bail. But a former president doesn't get the respect to attend his kid's graduation. Does anybody else see the outrage in that? I do.
I think a lot of people do, but aren't vocal about it.
No, no, they're mute, muted. So I have no particular agenda this afternoon. One reason it's Ladies' Day, so
we're winging it.
Yeah, we're going to wing it and see what you want to talk about at 272-9228. And our first caller is James.
Hey, Greg. The shooting that happened Friday afternoon there on Atlanta Highway.
Yes.
A dear friend of mine, an elderly friend of mine, the lady that was shot is a dear friend of hers.
Mm-hmm.
That woman is paralyzed now because of that shooting.
Yes, I know. And what do we get from our mayor today, our BM, our beloved mayor?
Nothing.
Well, I want to quote it accurately. He said there have been too many shootings in our city, especially over the last several days. Because we like to spread them out. Too many in a short period of time makes them look bad.
Right.
Some of them have resulted in serious injuries and death. This is why Selma Mayor James Perkins and I felt called to host a community violence intervention summit. Can I ask a question? What the is that? What's an intervention summit? It's another free taxpayer lunch underwritten by a lot of hot air with no real substantive actions being taken.
None whatsoever. It's a waste of time. The mayor, both mayors, they know who the element is. They know that it is young black males that are committing these crimes.
That's right.
They will not stand up in public and call them out and say, we're coming for you. Your time is up. They won't do it. They won't address it. They're scared to death of insulting the mothers of the thugs or whatever. It's got to stop. This city is going down. Mayor Reed is a joke. He's a failure. He is just absolutely the worst thing that's ever happened to Montgomery. The worst thing.
I'm not going to disagree with you. And by the way, Selma, are they some kind of shining example of lowering crime and, making sure that... No, they're not.
Absolutely. It's like no one will address it. You have these summits all the time about, why do we have this crime? What's the problem? It's because you, the Democratic Party, has decimated the black family. You've taken the black male strong father figure out. You've taken God out of school. You have just done everything you can to topple this country. And it's got to stop, and it's time to fight back, and people will. Now, when good citizens, innocent citizens, start getting hurt by all this BS, that's when things will change.
How many is it going to take? I mean, the tragedy of a woman paralyzed from her chest down should be more than adequate for the rest of us to make a point with City Hall and say, where are the cops? Why are we so short on police?
Well, let me tell you.
And why are you tying their hands? Why are they not pulling some of these hoodlums over?
When the husband got there, they were loading his wife up in an ambulance. He barely had time to talk to her, and they took off. He was dropped off there by another person. He was not in his vehicle. He begged six cops to take him to the hospital. Six cops said no. Finally, the seventh cop said, come on, I'll take you to the hospital.
Six out of seven said no?
Yep, six out of seven said no.
See, I'm just going to be naive here and presume. I find out my wife has just been shot at random by some punks busting caps on each other, trying to prove some kind of gangster point, right? Because that's what matters, street cred.
Right.
And I am in no emotional condition to drive to a hospital. I am actually, because of the circumstances I've just learned, am probably a threat to other drivers because my thoughts are going to be totally focused on her. That should be reason enough for all seven of those cops to give her a ride. What the hell's wrong with them?
I don't know.
They can't even, I mean, jeez.
Lack of leadership at the top. Lack of leadership.
Well, we can't blame the police chief because he's on administrative leave for doing what he did in New Orleans, and we knew that, but we hired him anyway because he's a relative.
Oh, that's old cousin.
Get pissed off, people. This is crazy. If you own a home or a business in Montgomery, you should be outraged. Outraged. Well, he's going to have an intervention summit. Takes a load off my mind, right?
Right. Another waste of time. Stand up, Mayor Reed. As a citizen of the city, I'm asking you, stand up publicly, call the thugs out, turn the cops loose, let them go after them. Stand up, call them out. They're black, you're black. I know you won't do it. I'm out.
All right, thanks. This is just a theory I have, Pam, but I think criminals tend to target places or take actions when they're really, really confident nothing's going to happen to them. There'll be no consequences. I don't think it takes an intervention summit
to understand. The blind leading the blind anyway.
Yeah, thank you. That's perfect. The perfect description.
Montgomery is scary. I don't want to drive through there.
Who could blame you? How about you folks in Old Cloverdale? I hear from all of you that you're hearing gunshots at night. Police are calling. We can't do anything. That's our police department's motto right now. There's nothing we can do. Rich Thomas, a house in his neighborhood. Turns out it was being squatted.
Oh, no.
But one of the squatters came out and fired a gun up into the air over a dozen times. Police were called. Well, we got to find one of the cartridges. Well, then go find the cartridge.
They do come down.
Yeah. Get some evidence. What's more important in a neighborhood where people that don't belong there to begin with, probably illegal aliens, are helping themselves to somebody's house and then behaving like this? I mean, in a city that had leadership, in a city that likes law enforcement, they would have been deported by now. Oh, you definitely don't belong here? Thank you. Here's hang on. We'll take the cuffs off when you're on the flight back to wherever the hell you're from.
Right.
But we can't do that. We might hurt somebody's feelings. Good Lord. All right. And yet, on Election Day, everybody feels powerless. Michael.
Yeah, I was just calling. I've got a small independent automotive shop in West Montgomery that I've opened about 2 years ago, and I've had multiple occasions where the neighbors are shooting at each other and called the cops. The first time I called, they never showed. Second time I called, and I'm in the middle of two precincts, less than 2 minutes from my shop, and again, they never came. Bullets flying into my shop or on the ground trying to keep from getting hit. So yes, it's terrible. Mayor Reed needs to go.
He's not going to do a forking thing.
Mm. But anyway, enjoy y'all's show. Y'all have a great afternoon.
Thank you, my friend. All right, who we have on three?
Kilroy.
Good afternoon, Rosie and Greg.
This is the man that, puts the...
Oi!
Kilroy.
That's always good. He told me to call back and remind everybody today about the city council meeting. I think you pretty much started, got it covered with, between the other callers, but it's at 5 o'clock this afternoon, or this evening, at 103 North Perry Street. And Amy Dick's mother is on the agenda to speak, and we're trying to pack that thing out and make as much noise as we can, and maybe the mayor might hear us this time.
Raise some hell. Get in their face. Raise hell. Showing up and making little speeches and no, enough. I don't want to hear what they have to say. I want to hear what they're going to do. What's your plan? Because if you don't do something, we will.
Eventually, the something's going to be done, whether it's by the citizens or by the people we elect, because it just we can't stand for it anymore.
No.
There's been multiple shootings and murders since Amy got hit. There was a kidnapping today. It's just
yeah, we got the Amber Alert. God, that'll start the hell out of you on your phone.
We're just sick of it, and the mayor's going to hear from us tonight that we're not going to take it anymore.
I'm kind of, all right, the address is 103 Perry Street?
North Perry Street.
North Perry Street, okay.
That's the city council chambers.
All right, and that's at 5.
Yes, sir.
Folks, get there and raise hell. Raise hell. Make them listen. Make them see you. Make them see the worry and the anger on your face. So maybe they'll start pandering to you instead of the criminal element. And goose-stepping whatever Joe Biden sends down. Thank you for the call.
Yes, sir.
You heard about our master plan? We're going to have EV chargers on the west side.
Really?
Yeah.
Perfect.
There's huge demand for electric vehicles. And smart bus benches.
Oh, good.
I would, you know, we got a little betting pool going on how many days it'll take before those are cannibalized for, fensible parts, right?
With after dark. The first day.
But Pete Buttplug was here, and he, and I think he's also trying to do something about our racist roads and our everything else in here that's racist. This is why it's hard for me to come back in the afternoon. Because all these things are happening, and I hate it. There is so much to love about the city of Montgomery, and they seem hell-bent for leather on making it unlivable and dangerous.
You're right.
Sorry about that. So what's my next procedure going to be at AMS Studios? I'm dying to find out. See this?
Oh, Morpheus 8.
Morpheus 8.
Yeah, so it's ramped up microneedling.
Oh.
Yes. So it goes deeper into the skin.
I'm ready for this.
And has radio frequency.
You know, I
you're ready for it.
I am not a narcissist. At least it's not as bad as I used to be. See the picture there?
I know. That looks so good.
That was taken after my third microneedling. And
yes.
It's not touched up. There's no filter on it. And a lot of those deep... Well, when you do this job, the furrowing in your brow alone is...
Oh, yes.
Exacerbated.
Every headline you read, it goes deeper.
It does. It really does. So, and I thank you for that. Because that works. So now I get to graduate to the Morpheus 8?
Yes.
Awesome. You know, and on top of that, the investment in doing this with you has really motivated me to keep working on the rest of the stuff I'm doing,
working on.
My goal, this may not impress too many people, my goal is to get below 200 pounds.
That is impressive.
And I'm getting close.
You're working really hard.
I think I'm at the lowest weight I've been in over 10 years.
I am too.
That's awesome.
I know.
I have pulled clothes.
It's a good year.
I have pulled clothes out of the closet that I couldn't button. Pants, for example, jeans and stuff. Now they fit. They button perfectly. Don't have to suck anything in. But by the end of the day, they're falling off because...
Because all jeans have elastic in them now.
They seem to. And just, through the casual course of wearing, I had our chief engineer drill a hole in my belt to make it so I could tighten it up. Now I got to have him drill another one in the same belt.
That's a good problem to have.
It is. And the thing is, doing the thing with you, doing this, it kind of feeds. Yeah. And the thing is, I'm not starving. I'm not on any ridiculous diet. I'm not eating stuff I don't want to eat. I'm just doing a better job.
Yeah. And being mindful.
My body always feels like it's in a state of metabolism.
That's good.
That is good. I'm not a spring chicken anymore. Let me demonstrate with sound effects. A spring chicken. Where did that term come from? Who came up with spring chicken?
Where did it come from? I don't know. I like learning those kind of things, though.
I know. The origins of stuff?
Yeah.
That's what we should do this afternoon. Let's look into the origins of things. They're debating economic growth through tax cuts. That's a good way. You know, they are picking our pocket 17 ways from Sunday. And now, Eddie Bader sent me a note on another one of these stupid ballot things, you know, and nobody takes the time to read them. Hang on one second. Bill to increase online sales tax heads to Alabama House floor. Why do you need to do that? Why do we need to increase our online sales tax? What's the reason? What are we not adequately funding that we need to take this step? They're always passing taxes. Hang on a second. Hi, who am I speaking to here?
Oh, hey, it's Randall. How you doing, sir?
Randall, what's happening?
And Madam?
Pamela?
Oh, shoot, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Man, a beautiful day, beautiful day. What was you just talking about? Great day. Her voice is so mesmerizing.
It is, isn't it? I am really losing it here.
Were we talking about Morpheus
8? Yeah, Morpheus
8. Yeah, Michael Neal and stuff, but I know that ain't why I called. But anyway, I don't know what's going on with me in my mind right now. But I want to tell y'all, man, that Michael Neal is something I'm definitely coming for, man. I can't wait. I'm doing some other things in prepping my mind. Is there steps before you get ready for the micro needling, like to build your way up to it, or is it just straight, hey, pay your money and come get in line type of deal?
Anybody can start micro needling. You don't have to build up to it, but there are certain things you have to do beforehand, like stopping certain things. I don't want you to, you know, be going to the tanning bed and have sensitive skin from sun exposure or using heavy retinols on your skin. It just makes it more sensitive. But no, there's nothing in particular you have to do to build up to it. You can just come in.
That's amazing. And I'm sorry that I went blank on my call, Ray. I probably gonna start writing it down from now on again. I don't know.
Hey,
what's
Randall,
going on,
Randall, don't sweat it. I was blank when I walked in the door today at 3. Just ask Pamela.
Maybe he knows the origins of spring chicken.
Yeah, why don't you look that up for us, Randall, and call me back?
Man, that's what I was talking about. All right. It ain't even really about the spring chicken part, because I know I'll probably be wrong about this, but they eat their own yolk. You know, they eat their birth. That's why they could be mailed around. And usually, you're always talking to the farm man right at spring. So I don't know if that correlates. But I want to know about the old timers if I'm wrong about this or not. But for my studies, like a pot to piss in and all that, and a porous dirt came from, you know, the floors being dirt. A pot to piss in was back when they used to tan skin with pee, and you would pee in it. But some people and sell you pee so they could tan skin. But some people were so poor that they didn't even have the pot to do that with. So I didn't know if that's, you know, message to them. I was just gonna throw out there to get it started. So I can't wait to hear what everybody got to say.
All right, Randall, thanks so much for the call. Am I reading this correctly that Pat Mahomes from the Chiefs is endorsing Joe Biden?
Really?
Guess what? I hate. All right. It's a lot of crap. That's so pathetic. All right, we got to take a break. We're only 15 minutes late for the first one, so we'll be running a very interesting time clock this afternoon. As Pamela from AMS Studios is sidekicking, Ellen Murray coming a little bit later, and The Rock, known as Rosie Brock. Hey, that rhymed.
Yeah.
The Rock, known as Rosie Brock. She is here. Although I did see her leave her door open in the middle of I-85 Parkway when she went to the mailbox when I was coming in. I wasn't going to bust you for that. I came close to calling the police. Because, again, it's this just flagrant willingness to disobey the law that is causing our city to tear apart at the seams. I'm full of crap. My name is Greg.
You're not busting me for that, Greg.
Oh, you know, of all the people I know, you really deserve a break. And I gave it to you. Adams Drugs, a local business with 62 years of heritage here in the River Region, going, I'll tell you something. I don't know how many of you were with a national chain pharmacy. You picked one because it was close to your house and then went up there. I know it happened in my neighborhood, went up there, and it was closed forever. That's not nice. Why not stay local with your family's health needs, with your health needs, by trying Adams Drugs? It is an amazing company that has 12 locations that are staffed by people who are gifted at customer service, who will begin the process your first visit of making you feel appreciated. Please come back. These are people that take the time to save their customers money on co-pays. When something comes back on the high side, they'll look into coupons and programs that can lower that. They've done it for me, and they'll do it for you. People who can coordinate your prescriptions so that you only have to make one trip a month to get your regular prescriptions filled. Four health clinics within the 12 locations to administer flu shots and things of that nature. And, of course, all your over-the-counter needs, not to mention the bonus of gift shops, which are nice to share. And they sell the kind of seasonal decor that's of an heirloom quality, so you want to buy it and keep it, pass it down. Visit adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you. It's time to enjoy that Mayberry-esque feeling of being appreciated. AdamsDrugs.net, again, for the location nearest you. I think what we'll do here, since I'm running slightly behind, in fact, we may be finishing this show tomorrow morning. I'm not sure. But we'll start with a traffic update with Skipper at 327.
Traffic is brought to you by Bath Innovations.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Bath Innovations today.
Well, as we start this afternoon, if you are headed on I-65 up to Clanton, when you pass the Pine Level exit, right around mile marker 196, we've got an overturned vehicle there. There seems to be traffic moving in the area, but use caution if you get up that way. Montgomery, Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka all reporting busy, but all clear at the moment. We are a bit busy around the boulevard and on I-65 at 85 through downtown. No other problems that we're aware of at the moment. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. Stoneham State will host on-campus registration tomorrow, April 17th at Patterson Campus and April 18th at Trenum Campus, 8 to 6 both days. Staff will be on hand to assist you enroll at Trenum State. Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. Montgomery is coming off a particularly violent weekend with multiple shootings and fatalities. Police now confirm 3 deaths, all homicides, happened within a few hours of each other on Saturday night. The homicide announcements come on the heels of multiple other shootings already reported. Mayor Stephen Reed issued a statement Monday reacting to a number of recent shootings in Montgomery. Reed remarked this is why he felt called to host a community violence intervention summit. The mayor added that we need more community-driven solutions to address gun violence in our area. The family of a Montgomery woman who was shot while driving Friday afternoon says she is paralyzed from the chest down. Amy Dix was driving on Atlanta Highway near Red Lobster around 1 p.m. when she was shot. No arrest has been made. Suspect and motive remain unknown. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
I'm Alabama's personal injury attorney, Johnny Adams. Alabama's personal injury law firm is the Johnny Adams Law Firm. If you've been injured, call 500-5000.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Medical Outreach Ministries is a free healthcare clinic providing primary and specialty care for uninsured low-income adults in our area. MO OM sees almost 1,000 patients annually who are attended to by volunteers, including physicians, nurses, and pharmacists. Please call 334-281-8008 or visit momclinic.org to learn how you might qualify for our services, volunteer, or donate to this vital community service.
Your moment has arrived. It's time to shed the normal day-to-day version of yourself and let your most fabulous self loose. Make your way to Wind Creek Atmore, because whatever your idea of fabulous is, this is where you'll find it. Wind Creek Atmore. It's your kind of fabulous. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm looking at fabulous right here.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our very warm mid-April pattern continues. Even the nights are mild. With cloudy skies tonight, overnight low temperature down to about 66. Tomorrow, I think most of us stay dry despite a weakening front approaching. High 82, mostly cloudy skies. Thursday, a little warmer, high 86 with the sun and cloud mix. Then widely scattered showers probably holding off till Friday and Saturday. A better chance of showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Oh, my God!
Good grief.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today is today, and yesterday was today yesterday. Tomorrow will be today tomorrow. So live today, so the future today will be as the past today. As it is tomorrow.
I don't understand a word you just said.
Yeah, but the good news is she's only a heartbeat away from the presidency. All right, we have TC on the line at 333.
Hello, TC.
TC. TC. Hold, come back. Hello, anybody there? You know, I stopped this break to take this phone call. I don't want to sound like I'm... Hello?
Hey, sorry, man. Sorry.
It's okay, Grandfather Clock. Glad you're awake.
No, I was in dead zone. Hey, I'm just calling regarding all the shoot 'em up, bang-bang stuff going on in Montgomery.
Yeah.
That whole area over here, that old neighborhood, we have a business over in that area. Eastdale Road South is where Crystal's is, right on the corner there.
Mm-hmm.
Right across from Eastdale Mall. 90% of that housing back there is Section 8 housing. A lot of people don't know that, but it is rough as feet over there.
Well, it's all over the place. Everyday neighborhoods, generally, I mean, there's a reason why there's a show on TV that likes to blow up buildings, demolition, which for some reason is a fascinating thing to watch, but a lot of the buildings they're blowing up are those brilliant idea government housing projects that were built in the 60s, and when you give people something and they haven't invested any effort to earn it or have no financial commitment to it, why take care of it?
They don't care about it. And like I said, they roam up and down the streets over there all hours of the day. The smell of marijuana is so strong when I pull up at my shop and get out in the morning, it's enough to make you sick to your stomach. So they're spending all their money on stuff they shouldn't, and your taxpayer dollar and my taxpayer dollar is paid for that because the government pays for all that Section 8 rent. And then on the other side, behind Eastdale Mall, that whole neighborhood, which used to be nice off West Ferry,
yeah,
that don't want to go over there after dark, Greg. Okay, I mean, for real.
No, I am well aware of that. I've had I've been here almost 20 years. I had a lot of friends that lived in that area close to the mall. They're all gone. Yeah. They all moved. They couldn't take it.
Used to be nice. Yeah, used to be decent. And when was the last time you walked in East Dale Mall?
I don't remember. I was at a fashion show there, but that was a long, long time ago.
Fashion shows and malls, what a time.
Yeah.
I will no longer let my wife or children go to East Dale Mall, period. And next time you're in the area, just kind of breeze through there. It don't matter if it's daytime, nighttime. It's scary, man. So I agree with some of your previous callers. I'm in the security business. I remember I called in to Dan's show one time and told him what was going on in Montgomery. And he was like, no, not Montgomery. I said, Dan, you have no idea what a toilet Montgomery really is. But they just don't tell you about it on the news, or they cover it up in the police blotter, and they'll downgrade a wife beating to a simple boo-boo, nothing to see here kind of thing. And it's been going on for a long time.
I appreciate your call and your angst, my friend. Thank you. I mean, on one hand, it seems like we've been talking about this for years. Let me tell you a quick story, may I?
Yeah, of course.
Pam from AMS Studios is hanging with us. When I first came here and started this talk show, so this is after the summer of 2005, there was an incident at East Dale Mall in which a major gang war. And we're talking about like an old Western saloon movie where they're throwing tables and furniture and clubbing each other with chairs. At the time, there was a large group of Korean kids ice skating. There used to be an ice skating rink there.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a lot of listeners who witnessed this travesty call the station. We had, and it was a lot harder to get at the time, but we actually had video of this event taking place. And we went on the air and demanded wanted to know why WSFA, WAKA, nobody reported this.
Wow.
Well, it's going to make the city look bad or something. 4 days after it happened, they finally acknowledged it because we made them. See, we can't do that if we raise our voices. That way this thing at the City Hall Council meeting at 103 Perry this afternoon at 5, get your ass there and make yourself heard. As Obama himself would say, get in their face.
I've seen a lot of people circulating on Facebook telling people to show up for that too.
Let's jam it. Let's tie up traffic. Let's raise hell. What's it going to take to get their attention? We're the taxpayers. What are you going to do for us? We should at least feel safe. We should at least feel like if we call 911, there's a good chance a cop will show up in a reasonable amount of time, and not never. Or may say, we'll look into this. We'll be able to catch this guy or whatever the situation is, instead of, no, there's nothing we can do. That's our city's motto now. There's nothing we can do.
You shouldn't be scared to simply drive down a main highway.
Atlanta Highway.
Through Montgomery.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
You can't pass through town.
We have Eric on the phone at 339. Hello, Eric.
Man, I'm telling you the truth. I sure do appreciate them for getting you all 38 hot over there. Cause I told you this morning on the mornings, I said, you get him all stirred up now. He's like he cooks good. I see your vittles on TV, but you get worked up. Damn, you got a mess. I pity y'all, but I'm with Greg. I live in the best kept secret in Montgomery, and I'm the slowest. And you ain't gonna believe I'm right here at the water park. When they tore all this down out here, everybody said, hell, that was the ghetto, which it was. Been here all my life, Greg. My mom's been here almost 75 years. But let me tell you, buddy, everybody's coming over here and jumping all over this damn property. I knew that I was telling my partner here at work. Hell, we still at work when I called you this morning. We work 12-hour days. But the thing of it is, I said, I got to get, he calls you Bud L. I said, it's New Dale. Don't never call in and say Greg Bud L.
Never let phonics get in the way of a good friendship. That's not worried about it. I don't take myself that seriously, really.
Long of it is. I listened on my phone there for a tad, and they still got all this crap going on, man. On these, what are we coming to, man? What are
a lawless
we,
a lawless society, and somebody has to take a stand, and it's got to be a lot of somebody's taking a stand. And
but you know,
that's why I say get in their face at that meeting today. Don't let them tell you you're misbehaving or you're.
Greg, there was another black senator from California that said, get in their face. What was her name? I can't think of her name.
Oh, all the senators on the Democratic Party. Yeah. Obama, starting with Obama, who said, get in their face! Whoa! Yeah. Get in their face! Maxine Waters, that bitch. Thanks for the call. Here's Charlie.
Hey, Greg, let me tell you, buddy, you know, one of the things that needs to concern you is when, and I know you love riding that bike, is getting out there in the neighborhood, you know, enjoying yourself. Man, you can never tell what might happen. Let me tell you, yesterday, I was coming from Millbrook, and I've been knowing you a long time. Matter of fact, you've done advertising for me many years ago. I was coming into Montgomery yesterday morning going to Saya Freight Lines off of Court Street.
Mm-hmm.
And I was getting off 65 there on the Southern Bypass. There's not an intersection anywhere in Montgomery that doesn't have panhandlers begging for money. And this guy walked up to this lady's car, and I know it had to be a lady in the car. He tapped on every window on the cars. He just didn't walk by the cars. He walked up and he took his finger and he beat on the window.
Sounds like menacing to me.
It is intimidation.
That's a crime.
When he got to the car that was in front of me, he started hitting on it with his fingers, and boy, they just sat down on the horn, started blowing the horn. When the light changed and we went on through, when I turned on Court Street, right there on the, when you turn on Court Street to the right, you go to the first light and take a left, Saya Freight Lines is on the right-hand side. When you go past this, it's a farm supply place. There was a guy standing out there on the street, and you could literally see a 9mm in the back of his britches. Where his belt line was, you know, behind his back.
Right.
It was slid down in his pants. I'm thinking, oh my word, I just need to pick up my material and I need to head back to Millbrook. This is unbelievable, man. It really, really, truly is. I mean, you can't even entertain the thought of coming into Montgomery just to do something, you know, go out to eat or whatever, without taking your life in your own hands.
Well, you got to be, I'll tell you this, and thank you very much for the call. You got to be vigilant. Went to the Biscuits game. When you're more than a couple of blocks away from the ballpark, you've got to be walking around with your eyes wide open.
Oh, yeah. Assume anybody is in the position that guy that he was just talking about is.
Because naivety will get you hurt. It's... I love my neighborhood. It's filled with great people from all persuasions, by the way. And I never worry. I've never had even a close call. We got a few jerks in there. We got somebody that rides around in one of those three-wheelers that makes sounds equivalent to those we heard at the air show weekend before last. No, that was that last weekend?
Couple weeks.
Yeah, weekend before last weekend. Losing concept.
Time flies.
And, generally when somebody needs that kind of thunder between their legs, it's because they're missing something else there. But other than that, I mean, that's, you know, every neighborhood's going to have a few garden variety knuckleheads. Right. But once in a while, we have a lot of pedestrians, a lot of people out walking. We don't have sidewalks in a lot of parts of town. So when I see somebody blow a stop sign, my first instinct is to at least get the tag number, give it, but they're not going to do anything.
No, they're not.
And we tried roundabouts, which have already been ripped out because those didn't work. So I don't know what the solution is, but the thing is, people will not.
People aren't raised right nowadays.
Well,
the solution
true.
Is better parenting.
How do you throw that whole
discipline,
that whole giant mechanism in reverse? It's really crazy. All right, we got to take a break here. We're going to get an update from the traffic dungeon. 272-9228 is our number on this election day at 3:45.
An accident a little earlier on I-85 northbound. If you're heading up to Clanton, when you pass the Pine Level exit at mile marker 196, which is just a little jump further up the road, we had an overturned vehicle there. They're still on the scene. In Montgomery, lights especially moderate traffic everywhere. We've got a couple of minor accidents, but they're not really causing any problem for traveling. Buck up, drive carefully. We will keep you updated throughout the afternoon. Come by and check out the next generation of compact track loaders at Thompson Tractor. With more power, larger cab, this machine is built to impress. Join Thompson Tractor at their Montgomery demo event May 9th. Wendell J., Skywatch Traffic.
Everyone that eats three meals a day is participating in agriculture, whether they know it or not. I'm Chef Morris, and I've been farming all my life. Caroline Dobson cares about farmers like us. We need somebody in Washington that understands us and understands what's happening and why it's happening. Caroline Dobson is the best candidate in this race. Caroline's tough. She's a fighter. The Biden administration is not about rural America. The labor costs and fuel costs are just strangling small business. Joe Biden is out of touch. The farmer didn't vote for him, and he doesn't care about him. We need people like Caroline in Washington, D.C. to give people confidence to move forward. Caroline Dobson is a fifth-generation farmer. She's got grit, she's got country values, and she's got what it takes. Nobody's going to dig their heels in and fight for us like Caroline Dobson.
On April 16th, vote for Farm Pack endorsed Caroline Dobson for Congress.
I'm Caroline Dobson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dobson for Congress.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Good morning. Do you have time for lunch today? My treat.
Absolutely. But what's the occasion?
I'm in love with the new 24/7 Express kiosk at Worth Cleaners. The kiosk is so easy to use, and I can drop off and pick up on my schedule. Thank you for sharing that tip with me.
You're welcome. I'm happy to have my lunch buddy back.
Have you tried the new Worth Cleaners 24/7 Express kiosk? This is the first service of its kind in Montgomery. Customers love the convenience of dropping off and picking up dry cleaning and laundry on their schedule, day or night, 365 days a year. Even if you've never used Worth Cleaners before, you can go to their location at 7825 Vaughn Road today and use their 24/7 Express kiosk. Instructions along with several descriptive photos are posted on the wall next to the kiosk to aid customers who are first-time users. Give it a try. Visit our Vaughn Road location or find Worth Cleaners on Facebook for more information. Your family's clothing is worth it.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our very warm mid-April pattern continues. Even the nights are mild. With cloudy skies tonight, overnight low temperature down to about 66. Tomorrow, I think most of us stay dry despite a weakening front approaching. High 82, mostly cloudy skies. Thursday, a little warmer, high 86 with the sun and cloud mix. Then widely scattered showers probably holding off till Friday and Saturday. A better chance of showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We could learn that he was lying. By using modern science, everything would be explained. Even though he was acquitted, we could prove that he did it, but we don't have OJ's brain. Yeah, the justice system's failing, worse than Cato Kalin, cause we can't dissect his brain. And now nothing's been debated, cause his noodle's been cremated, and we don't have OJ's brain.
Gosh, so what a denial to modern science to analyze that brain. But it's a pile of ash now, as far as we know. And we'll never know.
He should have donated it.
Yeah, study this guy, because he's just was such a living contradiction. It's 3:51. It's election day, and we have Richard on the line. Richard, good afternoon. You're on with Pamela, Greg, and Rosie.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, y'all. How y'all doing today?
Pretty good.
I'm
a first-time caller. I've been listening to your show about 4 months now, and I really enjoy it.
Thank you.
Good.
Yeah, I listen to you every morning from 6 to 7 and every afternoon from 3 to 4.
I'm very grateful to get you coming
and
going.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Well, over the weekend, my son was on his way going back to work. And over on Day Street, he was there at the main entrance going into Maxwell. He was parked behind another vehicle to go straight and carpooled up in the turn lane to go on the airbase. And back before the light turned green for them to go, they pulled the guns out and started shooting up into the air.
Oh my gosh.
And, in traffic at that intersection. At the base?
Yep. At the base, right in front of the airbase, main entrance.
That's incredible.
I know, but like 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
And nobody did anything?
Nope. Wow. He was behind them. They pulled up. There was a car in front of him. And they pulled up halfway between the two vehicles, the people in the car did. There was like 3 or 4 of them. They set the guns out the window and they started shooting up in the air. And he wasn't going to go. He was behind them, so he wasn't going to go in front of them.
Yeah, right.
Because he wouldn't be able to see what they were doing.
I don't mean to waste your time, but did he call the police?
He didn't. He didn't have a cell phone with him. But he did have a gun with him, but he got it out, but he didn't for self-defense, but that was no other. He didn't know what else to do.
Just incredible.
We almost all need dash cams now.
This is true.
I know it. I got one in everything I drive.
Yeah, but you know, if you even, and thank you for the call, and I appreciate your listening twice a day. Even when you have, I forget which business it was, but they had, it was our friend Terry. They had video of the people who broke into their shop and stole a motorized vehicle. Police didn't want it. Why is that?
Yeah, why?
In fact, Terry, you may recall, solved his own crime because he had a location device on it. Found the vehicle. Called the police.
Said meet me here.
And they would not do anything.
That's crazy. In Montgomery?
Yeah.
Mm.
Look, nobody is a bigger supporter of police than I have. I helped the police get a 5% raise years ago. We were training officers. They were working for a little period of time and then being recruited out of here by police departments in Birmingham and Huntsville.
Right.
Because they paid more money.
Well, and look at what they're up against in Montgomery.
Yeah. And the police have to have the support of the mayor. Or their chief, but he can't do that right now because he is on a leave of absence for a reason we still haven't been given, at least not last I checked. Crawdad, you're going to be our final call of the hour.
Oh, thank you, sir. Question, does anybody else hear something that sounds like a super high pitch
That thing that used to be where if you pulled it, somebody's trying to get in your door, very super high pitched. Anybody hearing that, or is it just me?
I don't like hear it.
No. Ultra high alarm. Are anybody hearing that?
No. Mm-hmm.
Maybe the it's other in thing your neighborhood. That
I just went outside and somebody, again, is burning a whole lot of plastic somewhere and it's blowing into town from to the south. Smells like it's that, you know, stuff like plastic bags going to. If you see anything, smoke, report it, please, so they can triangulate who's burning trash. It's dangerous.
All right. This is in your neighborhood, right?
We have country values over here because we all love Mr. Dick Burkhalter. He has much country love as anybody else around here. The people and smart about don't burning things in town. I am in the middle of the town a mile from where, yeah.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, we are at 356 on News Talk 93.1 FM. We are about to turn the corner. In fact, today, the heat was in the air, and we're about to turn the corner into that relentlessly hot weather we all love. Has your AC unit been checked out by people to make sure it's ready for the weather ahead? We recommend Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Just by chance, and with Pamela as my witness here, I'm going to go to this. By the way, Mark Cumby, I got that email about the 14-year-old who made the school board walk out. We are going to play that clip in a little bit. Wanted to let you know that. I just got my Alabama Power and Blight electric bill. Where the heck did it go? I guess I deleted it. Hang on a second. I just want Pamela to see this. Here it is. View your latest power bill. What is that number there?
Hey.
212. It used to be over $500. We bought a new AC system from Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. They had a bunch of different models to pick from, but I picked this one. Based on their, because I trust them. When they recommended this system here is reliable, it's worth a little extra money, and it truly is paying for itself because that bill says $212. That's astonishing to me. I never, ever thought my bills would get that low. And that's on budget billing. They've lowered it 6 times since this unit was put in. So, and I'm not setting the thermostat at 78, it's at 72. I want to be comfortable. But it's not costing me an arm and a leg to do it. So, and they've already been out to tune the unit for the summer weather. For $180, money I believe you will get back unless there's some kind of an issue with your system on an efficiently running system and lowered power costs. Call Clark's 277-2125. They'll make sure the system is clean, running efficiently. And then if anything goes wrong, because it is a machine, things happen. 277-2125, because that membership also buys you immediacy. They're on the way when one of their members calls for help, whether it's a heating, AC issue, or plumbing. So go with the best. And by the way, these are people, they have a gift. They can be in your house for a few minutes that you feel like you've known them a long time, and you want to serve refreshments. It's just the way it is. And many listeners have said that to me, too, which is kind of cool. For the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clark's 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004. This Murray is going to be joining us shortly. Pamela's here now.
Well, if you're headed out of Montgomery on I-65 northbound up above the Pine Level, Highway 31 exit at mile marker 196, got an overturned vehicle there. Please use caution. Got a new accident in Montgomery. Devonshire at Narrow Lane. There are injuries involved in that one. A couple of other minor accidents around the city right now. Those aren't causing much of a problem. Buckle up. Drive carefully. We'll keep you updated on traffic throughout the afternoon. Come by and check out the next generation of compact truck loaders at Thompson Tractor. With more power and a larger cab, this machine is built to impress. Join Thompson Tractor at their Montgomery demo event May 9th with LJ Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Short wave. Take it down. Quick. What's it say? Ah, shut up.
I had to come back because after I finished doing the message for Clark's, Pamela.